You are locked in to Locked On Badgers. And normally we do want to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but because of the 4th of July holiday on Monday, we're going Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week. My name is Asher Lowe, joined by Ben Kenny. We are the team at Badgers Wire, and we cover all things Wisconsin football, basketball, recruiting over at badgerswire.com for USA Today Sports. We are former Wisconsin students. I guess, Ben, I always say that about you. You're a current Wisconsin student.
No, like I'm a former Wisconsin student. I just happen to have a couple of things that I need to do before I get the piece of paper.
We're very recent Wisconsin alums, I guess.
There you go. That works. Like I did graduate.
I'll give it to you. We're very recent Wisconsin alums. But of course, most importantly, we are your hosts right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast, bringing you the insider student perspective filled with stats, special guests, and all things Badger sports. Make sure you listen and follow for free on Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You can find Locked On Badgers there. Also on Twitter at AOW_33, at Locked On Badgers, and at Ben Z. Kenny for updates on every episode, special guest, and much more about the show. Ben, we got Frank the Tank to talk about. We got your favorite topic in all of football, jersey numbers. And we're going to do a game that you're going to host. Usually I feel like I host the games, but you're going to host this one.
I'll start off. I mean, I am no longer hungover from the weekend, so I'm ready to go. Yeah, like it was a pretty rough Tuesday, Wednesday going into work. Really just operating, but now like I'm all systems go.
Let's get into it with Frank Kaminsky, who is going to get some minutes in this series, maybe more minutes than we previously thought due to very unfortunate circumstances. Dario Saric tore his ACL in game one. Frank came on to play those small 5 minutes with Ayton off the floor, and Frank's going to be in that role, and I expect him to play in every single game this series, to be honest, with Dario Saric out. He's going to slide into that role. It's exciting to see a Wisconsin guy in the NBA Finals, but of course, most of our listeners, and myself included, are rooting for the Milwaukee Bucks, Ben.
Yeah, this is the funny thing here. Like, we all want to see Frank succeed, and especially in the finals. Like, we want to see those legends go on to have success on a stage like this. I feel like when he got in the game, do you remember back in, I believe it was 2014-15, when Wisconsin was getting set to make that second NCAA tournament run, and everybody knew they were going to be a one seed, and when they were announced as a one seed, you know how they show the video of all the teams watching Selection Sunday? They all stood up, gave one clap, and then sat back down and went straight-faced again. I feel like that was every Bucks fan when Frank got in the game. They're like, oh, cool. That's my man. Like, that's sweet that he's in the game, but I'm going to sit back down because I want the Suns to suck.
I can't say he did a ton in game one, but
no, he didn't.
Some point this series where he hits a three and – well, Bucks fans don't necessarily get excited, we're probably going to get pretty excited. And Wisconsin Twitter will at least enjoy seeing Frank. Hopefully it's a garbage time three, Ben, and a Bucks blowout win. That's the best case scenario here.
Yeah, going into the series, you knew he was going to play in garbage time when the game was already decided.
No, but remember he was in that weird zone in the Clippers series where he was so close to the rotation that he wouldn't even get garbage time minutes, but he also wasn't in the rotation?
Yeah. But I felt like going in, that we knew that he would get in, or I thought he would get in when the game, whatever game it was already decided. So then I felt like at that point you could root for him. Like, you hope he comes in a Bucks like 30-point blowout, and he comes in and rips like 12 straight points and looks awesome, but the game doesn't matter. I'll put on my Wisconsin sports radio hat for a second.
Okay.
I don't think, even though he's like Saric is done, and that's a huge bench big that they utilize heavily, I feel like we're not going to see as much of him as we think because of how great the Suns have been against the Bucks game one and in general with going small. They were throwing Brooke Lopez out to die. Like, he was exposed on defense because the Suns were small. And when the Bucks went Giannis and Brooke on the court together, like, it didn't work. So I feel like Frank won't get as many minutes because, I don't know, I feel like an Abdel Nader or someone could match up with Portis. But that might be all the NBA Finals analysis I get into today.
DeAndre Ayton's also the man, and he's been...
I had a funny moment today. I'm sure everyone wants to hear this. Honestly, if you're a listener to this podcast and a listener to the Bill Michaels Show, hi. Bill, today, we're previewing game two, and he asked me at some point, he said... He was talking about defensive matchups and how the Bucks like should best defend the Suns. And he said, so Ben, who would you put Brooke Lopez on? And I go, the bench.
And what did he say? Did you get some laughs?
Yeah. I got a chuckle. I got a chuckle. Let me back and forth for a bit.
I wonder if we have any crossover listeners. Let Ben know on Twitter if you're a crossover Bill Michaels and Locked On Badgers listener. We're going to get into your favorite topic in just a sec, Ben. I mean that seriously. It's probably your favorite topic to talk about in sports. Jersey numbers, football jersey numbers specifically, and what they mean and how they can tell you the future about a player or what they're going to bring, or a player at a certain position with a certain number is going to be good at this thing or this skill. I think it's all ridiculous, but Ben loves it. And we're going to get to it in a sec because Braylon Allen made a very interesting choice of number. I will admit that it was pretty interesting because nobody on the team last year had it. It's open right now. And hey, Braylon's taking it and running with it. And we're going to tell you what it is in just a sec. But first, a quick message from betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts and the one sportsbook we trust here at the Locked On Podcast Network. Ben, I personally love Bucks plus 280 right now on the series line. I think it's really good value. I think the series comes down to tonight, and at betonline.ag, you can get that value. Go to betonline.ag right now. Take the Bucks as dogs. If they fall behind 2-0, I'm sorry, but this is the game to win. This is the game to steal. Game one was all Suns, pretty much controlled by Phoenix, but this to me is the game that the Bucks can steal. Take it at betonline.ag right now, but make sure you put in that promo code Locked On for a 50% welcome bonus added to your first deposit.
Go to betonline.ag, take the Bucks. I'm saying that to preface what I'm about to say, which is the term must win in basketball, I think is, or in sports in general, I think is the stupidest thing anyone's ever created. Like when you're in the NBA finals, every game is a must win. And
it's not though. Game one was not a must win for the Bucks at all.
But the term must win is just dumb. Like if they win, if they lose, they're down 2-0 and they've been down. They were down to the Hawks. They were down to the Nets.
No, I wouldn't. Like if they I wouldn't characterize tonight's game as a must win. I would not.
I would call it a can't lose.
Now we're pushing it. We're moving on. We're moving on.
BetOnline AG, take the Bucks plus 280. I love it.
We're moving on to the greatest set of T-shirts ever created. The greatest set of apparel ever created. The Homefield Wisconsin collection. And Ben, by the way, they're in Minnesota this week, so we need to beat them and get a bunch of sales the last couple of days to make sure that we finish ahead of the Homefield Minnesota drop. But homefieldapparel.com has the comfiest, most classic, historical Wisconsin designs that they just dropped. A bunch of T-shirts, a couple pullovers, some really awesome stuff. My personal favorite shirt, Ben, I don't know about you, is that Wisconsin Rose Bowl shirt with Bucky and the Roses. I absolutely love that. I also got sent a couple, including the Camp Randall shirt, home of the Badgers. Love that one with the arch on it. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's so, so, so comfy. And if you're a Locked On Badgers listener, you can use the code BADGERS to get 15% off your first order at Homefield Wisconsin collection, already dropped on July 3rd. Go to homefieldapparel.com, homefieldapparel.com. Use the code BADGERS at checkout. Use the code BADGERS at checkout if you're a first-time customer to get 15% off your purchase with Homefield. Ben, it's your favorite topic. Braylon Allen's number, why don't you reveal it and then give your take on what it means?
I don't get why you and other people don't enjoy like debating jersey numbers or even having an opinion on it.
It's just.
Didn't it happen recently that you saw a jersey? Oh, it was Miles Burkett with 16. He was wearing a number 16 jersey and you loved it.
I did like that one because, you know, Russell, I like that one.
Exactly. Like this stuff matters. Okay. Braylon Allen, first of all. So he takes on his Instagram story a picture of his jersey. First of all, it says B Allen, like B dot Allen on the back, which I think is really cool. I think there's another Allen that like would be confused. I'm not totally sure, whatever, but he is jersey number 0. No double 0, number 0. There was nobody on Wisconsin that wore that number last year. I don't know the last time somebody did. The NFL doesn't allow people to wear 0. I'm reading now in the great source that is Wikipedia. It says George Blimpton, don't know who that is, wore number 0 during George Blimpton. Wore number 0 during a brief preseason stint as quarterback for the Detroit Lions. This is not a common number. yet I absolutely love it. You're talking about Braylon Allen, who we just saw a video. He's 17 years old. Remember, he reclassified. So he's young coming in as a freshman. He's power cleaning 405. He's going to play running back, be an absolute tank. And there's no pat, like no one has worn zero. If he wears like a 23, you're like, oh, that's shades of JT. Like, that's awesome. But no one has paved the path for zero. So this is, you know, this is like his path to pave on his own. I love it. And I think like aesthetically, it looks kind of sick.
I will admit aesthetically, it looks pretty cool. I hope they can sell them. I still don't actually know the exact specifics on that. I know players can obviously, they can't sell their jersey exactly. They can't sell it on like their own store because that's a Wisconsin apparel, but they can, the school now sell names on the back and give the players a percentage. I don't actually know that.
Neither do I. I'm not sure.
Because really all we've seen in terms of apparel is like a player's own logo, like Mertz. But, and obviously, like I said, I know enough legally to know that a player on like grahammertz.com, he couldn't sell his authentic Wisconsin jersey. But I think the school should be able to sell them with an agreement with the player, I would guess, if the player agrees to it. I don't see why not. Interesting to find out about that. I'm actually curious about that. But moving on, Ben, any other numbers you wanted to touch on before we get to your game?
Yeah, I'll mention it. The other significant change I saw is Jalen Franklin, tight end. He came to Wisconsin as a linebacker, switched to tight end last year. He'll be at tight end for them now. 6'4", 220 pounds, pretty big guy, athletic. He switched his jersey number to 81, and 81 just reminds me of guys that are great at receiving. So I like it. And 81 just reminds me of like Jordan Matthews. And I see the comp. I don't know.
I don't mind that one. I don't mind that one at all. I like it.
No, 81's like a cool tight end number. No,
I like it. I like 81. Very solid. Right. I'll say it. Very solid. Ben, we're going to move on to your guessing game in just a sec. But first, a quick message from rockauto.com, a family run business with all the car parts you could ever need. Don't go to the dealer and pay a huge extra premium on a part. Do it yourself at rockauto.com. They have a wildly vast selection of auto parts, manufacturers, makes, models, all of that on the website. You go to the website, the left side has a catalog. You put in your make and model, you find that part you need, and you get it done yourself. Rockauto.com, a family-run business and your solution for an auto part. Make sure in their How Did You Hear About Us box at checkout, you tell them that Locked On sent you. How Did You Hear About Us box, tell them that Locked On sent you at rockauto.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar has a ton of delicious flavors out right now. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the game, where a candy bar meets a protein bar. These Built Bars are packed with 15 to 18 grams of protein, 140 to 180 calories per bar, fantastic nutrition facts, and absolutely phenomenal flavors. Go get a mixed box right now, because any single flavor I've ever tried at Built Bar is fantastic. Whether it's my favorites, mint brownie, salted caramel, the classics, get it all in a mixed box and get 15% off when you use the code Locked On at BuiltBar.com at checkout. 15% off with the code Locked On at BuiltBar.com at checkout. Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar in the game.
All right. So whenever we play games, it's usually you reading something or you proposing something and me guessing. Thought I'd switch it up this time. So I saw something recently that I'm not going to say my thought. I saw something recently that I'm going to read. We are playing. Now you are going to guess which quarterback for a team, for a significant team, is this describing? We're talking college this year coming up. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Quote, to just look at his stat line and say that he's a certain guy because of the system he was in would be a very lazy perspective. He's very talented. He throws it as well as anyone I've been around here. His ability to be on time and get the ball where it needs to be at different levels is pretty dang good.
I'm cheating.
He has some talent.
I saw this.
He's not a guy who's coming in to be a game manager. Asher, who is this talking about?
That's obviously Jack Cohn. That's Notre Dame's Jack Cohn.
Notre Dame offensive coordinator. calling Jack Cohn, quote, he said he throws it as well as anyone he's been around at Notre Dame.
I should have known this was just a Jack Cohn segment and a complete ruse of the game to just get to a Jack Cohn segment.
Well, that's what you do when you hand me the keys to the game.
I know.
Listen, Reese is the last name of the Notre Dame offensive coordinator. He's been there since 2017 as the quarterback's coach. And I'm looking up now every Notre Dame quarterback since then, but Ian Book has been their quarterback the last couple of years. He said Jack Cohn throws it as well as anyone he's been around, a.k.a. Ian Book, who is pretty darn good.
Ian Book is good.
Jack Cohn's not going in there to be a game manager, Asher.
Oh, I know that. You don't have to sell me on that. You got to sell some other people, though. But I'm pretty much
with you. I've been trying.
I don't know if I'm quite to the level you are, but I'm pretty much with you on the Jack Cohn hype. Who else you got? Or was this literally just a Jack Cohn segment?
No, I just saw a tweet describing Jack Cohn.
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I knew this was a Jack Cohn segment. I knew that was all that this was. Classic. Ben, guys, if you don't listen to Locked On Badgers leading up to the Notre Dame-Wisconsin game and after that game, I don't know what you're doing. Oh. Like, that's the one game that is made for this podcast.
I would want to listen to myself speak about it. That's a very egotistical thing to say.
That is a take.
I'm so excited.
Big sports media ego right there. I love it.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too. It's going to be awesome. It also didn't, I don't know if you saw this, but my friends were asking, and I'm not actually sure what the answer is, but it didn't come in the student ticket pack. So
yeah, it didn't. I just got an email about it. I just got an email about it. They're doing student tickets for it like next week.
It's like a tournament game or something like that where they do like a certain amount of tickets.
Yeah, but as a former student, I will be getting tickets not in the student area, you know?
I did know that. You are now an alum of Wisconsin University. University of Wisconsin, I should say. Not Wisconsin.
There you go.
Nobody calls it that. I actually went there, guys. I don't call it that for it.
Should we tease tomorrow's episode?
You can tease tomorrow's episode if you'd like. And no, it's not a Jack Cohn episode.
It's not a Jack Cohn episode, though it would be fun if he was still here. So with all this NIL stuff, we see position groups at some schools being sponsored by a brand or a store or whatever. We see dudes being sponsored by big time brands, food, I don't know, you name it. Ash and I are going to go through the position groups on Wisconsin's football team and find their ideal sponsor, their ideal match to pretty much put their name behind that group.
I'm pretty excited for this. I think it's going to go well, and I think we're going to find some good ones. There's some very obvious ones that I'm sure people at home have already thought of off the top of their head when you said that, Ben. Obviously, like Curtis Neal Culver, like he already did it. But we're going to get a little creative with it. We're going to find some deeper cuts here.
Yeah, that's what you come here for.
As always, on Wisconsin, on Jack Cohn. We'll see you tomorrow.